Bands Alive. What's going on? Hey, are we still standing with the Ukraine?
Yes, Queen.
They want more billions of dollars. We sent them $91 billion in the last 6 months. That's not enough money. They need more money. Because if we give them more money, which God knows where all that $91 billion, who cares where it went? They need more money to defeat Russia. They're going to defeat Russia. You know, that's going to happen.
Winning.
2 months ago, these same people probably couldn't find the Ukraine on a globe. But Russia's going to surrender any day, just as long as Ukraine gets more billions. Because, God forbid, Russia take back two territories that it owned 10 years ago, where the people have Russian culture and speak Russian. God forbid, get that Ukraine flag in your yard so people know that the Russians are not going to take over two territories that they used to own in the Ukraine. We're supposed to care about this enough to ruin our economy and start World War III. Okay, send them more money. I don't care. Halloween. We had Halloween, everybody. We couldn't be home for Halloween. But if you're not going to be home for Halloween, what they want you to do is put a bowl out. You know, they put a big bowl out because they don't want to leave the kids with nothing. You know, you live in a community, the kids want to get something.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to put a bowl out in front of my house. I don't think kids should be smoking pot. I'm not going to put a bowl out for the kids. Sorry. I'm not going to do that. Maybe I'll leave some candy, you know, leave some candy in a bucket or something. But some of these things that people are passing off as treats. My daughter came home with 2 buckets full of candy. But you know what? It was all junk. Don't participate in Halloween. Don't hand out candy, but you're going to hand out junk. 2 buckets full, and it's a bunch of dum-dums and Smarties and gum, candy corn, Tootsie Rolls, just a bunch of garbage. Forget the sweet tarts, people. Get the good shit, or don't hand out candy. Don't waste our time. She's out there getting candy, comes back with this buckets full of garbage. I'm just going to throw it away. Bunch of junk. She's got a mini bag of Cinnamon Toast Crunch in there. Don't hand out cereal.
No!
Don't hand out cereal.
You piece of shit, Luke.
Homemade. There's, you had a homemade popcorn ball in there. What are you, nuts? Is that even legal? Don't give away homemade stuff. That's not why we're there.
I did not know that.
That's not why we send our kids out. To get your homemade popcorn ball that you had nestled in your hands. You know, eating a popcorn ball, some rogue popcorn ball, is like licking someone's hand, whoever formed it. It's disgusting. Some old lady who's clinically depressed and on heavy meds. Maybe she's got IBS.
Oh,
probably
shit.
Did. You know, I don't want to eat that. I mean, I did, but I didn't like it. You know, you get all those germs in your endocrine system, and then that's not good for you. All that fecal matter and whatever else is on our hands. Just stop with the fiddle faddle and all the nonsense. Get the mini Snickers, get the mini Kit Kats, and move on. Or don't participate. You don't have to participate. Maybe it'd be better if you didn't participate. You ever think of that?
Surprise, motherfucker.
Maybe you should think of that. Anyway, that was brought to you by a new sponsor on the show, Old Navy. Old Navy, have you given up on life? Have you finally accepted that you're never going to amount to anything more than what you've become? And that ain't much. Are you ready to wear $6 t-shirts and patiently wait to die? Try Old Navy. They got some good specials. They keep sending me these flyers in the mail. And this one says, Holiday Perk Alert. Holiday Perk Alert. What is this about?
How can I help you?
Hey, I keep getting all this stuff in the mail. What is this stuff? I mean, they keep sending me this earn $20 reward. These cards in the mail you guys are sending me all the time. I mean, what are we doing here with this? This says perk alert. It says holiday perk alert. What is that? What a perk alert? What am I supposed to do about that? Is that some kind of alert? What is that? Perk alert. What do you mean?
Probably just tell you the promotion's going on.
Well, I don't like it. Alert? I'm supposed to be on alert? Is that what this is? I mean, what are you doing? And it says if you use a MasterCard, don't worry if it's none of your business if I'm using a MasterCard or what I'm using, is it? I mean, what are we doing here with this stuff?
I mean, at some point, you must have been a card member or something because they don't send them out to just people no. that don't have cards.
And I also get emails and all this other stuff. And it's like, I want to be taken off the list if possible. No offense to you, but I don't have enough time for this. I mean, enough is enough with this stuff. I'm not trying to come off at the mouth, but enough is enough.
Okay, well, you can call customer service because I'm just a store, so there's nothing I can do here, first of all. And second of all, you can go to your email and unsubscribe to any emails. You just scroll down to the bottom.
Okay, but, you sent it to me, and it's like 5 times outside of our family brands. That's what this says. That doesn't even make any sense. Can you explain what that means? 5 times outside of our family brands is what it says. What does that even mean?
That basically means if you use your card, you get 5 times your points at outside of our other brands.
Do I have to come in? I mean, it's a perk alert. Do I have to come in? Is this some kind of alert? What is this? It makes no sense to me.
I don't know. I don't know what the flyer is. Honestly.
Yeah, it's not good. It makes no sense. You send out flyers that make no sense. They make no sense whatsoever. Perk alert, it says. I don't like that. Okay. I don't like that. That does not sit well with me. Sorry. I'm sorry, but no.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do in the store here, and the fact that, like, you're yelling at me.
I'm not trying to come off with the mouth. I'm not trying
to... Well, it's very much like that.
Okay. Well, so, let me back it up a little bit. I'm sorry, but I'm getting these... I don't... You know, you need to start taking some kind of accountability for this crap you're sending me.
It's just a flyer letting you know that there's holiday perks in the store.
Oh, I don't have to come in? Because it says $20.
You can use it in store or online.
Oh. Half the stuff I get, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do.
If you want to call customer service and let them know that you don't want to receive any mailers, you can call them and let them know for sure.
Yeah, but I don't have time to do all that every day because I'm getting emails too all the time and stuff.
Okay, you don't have to call them every day. You call them once, tell them, say, hey, I don't want these flyers. Done.
Okay, I'm calming down. I'm sorry. I get to the stuff and I get nervous that I got to come in and, you know, they want to know if it's a MasterCard. That's none of your damn business.
It's a credit card through the company.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it is kind of for Old Navy.
It says 5 times outside our family brands. I'm still reading that.
Because we have 2 different types of cards. So we have a card that is just in store. It's an Old Navy credit card that you use in store. And there's an Old Navy MasterCard that you can use at other locations, which is just a standard credit card. So because you use it, you get 5 times the rewards points.
Oh, okay. Earn $20 reward. Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, this does sound like a pretty good deal. So thank you very much.
Yep. Nope. Have a good day.
Bye. Old Navy, good store, good people, and great specials. Save a lot of money, man. I save a lot of money. And then when I get all that money, I donate it to charity. I donate a lot of money to the Ukraine fight. Like I said before, I stand with Ukraine against Russia. And they need more money, folks. A lot of people say, oh, this war is fake. It's just a money funneling scam. It's just the military-industrial complex flexing its muscle once again. No, it's not. Russia is definitely going to surrender very soon, and Putin will apologize to the world if they can get enough goddamn money. Ukraine will win. Thank God we are sending all this money to Ukraine. You know what? How much is $91 billion divided among each household of the U.S.? It's not much money. Anyone know? Anybody care? We don't care. And do we care about the atrocities in North Korea? No. Or Yemen or any of these other... We don't care about those atrocities because that's not our problem, folks. Ukraine is our problem. The territories in the Ukraine are our problem. So get those flags in your yard. Get the flags up. Get the goddamn flags up in your yard. Or if you really care, why don't you go over to the Ukraine? Start sending your money to the Ukraine if you care so much. Stop with the flags. Enough with the Ukraine flags. Start sending your money if you care so much, you pussies. Anyway, I really don't have any thoughts about that. I'm going to stop talking about Ukraine now.
Why the fuck would you?
And that was brought to you by another sponsor, HBO Max. Hey, HBO Max is a lot of fun. Do you like having money taken out of your account every month for nothing? I do. Are you too lazy and forgetful to unsubscribe to things that you pay premiums to? I know I am. Try HBO Max. You haven't opened up the app in 3 weeks because the last time you did, there was nothing good to watch. But, you know, who's going to jump through the hoops to uncancel something? It's too much work. HBO Max. Give it a try, folks. You're going to love it. You're going to love it because you'll have a nice little icon on your phone that'll tell people, hey, I got expendable money. Look like a winner. What do you got there, HBO Max? Looks good. Anyway, folks, you know what's really hard to find is sex toys for men. Very hard to find sex toys for men. You know, some men get very desperate. And, you know, if there's a shop vac in the garage, who knows what happens.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi. I was wondering if you guys had toys for males. I didn't know that that
yes,
was a thing.
Do.
Okay, you do. I had a friend of mine was telling me that they make toys not only for females, but for males at this point, which I found very intriguing.
Yeah.
What do you have? I need something with a lot of suction, if you have anything of that nature.
Well, we have several things like that. We have things that mimic oral sex for men.
Damn, mommy. Well, I'm just afraid it's going to be too much suction because what I was using, I had been using a shop vac, a very little shop vac, like one of the one horsepower shop vac with a wet sponge and a tube sock and some duct tape and a drop of eucalyptus is kind of the way I used to do. But the dang thing is, it's too powerful. I can't handle it. So if you have anything, do you have anything of that nature that just no vibration? I don't want the vibration stuff. That's freaky to me.
No, it doesn't have vibration. And then they have different settings and speeds and things. So.
Oh, they have settings on there.
You would be able to have it on a low setting.
That would be
want.
Great. Because the thing that I had was just, you know, on and off. And it was too much. Too much. It was doing damage. But I'll tell you what, make your eyes float. I'll tell you what. Make you see the Lord. So I'll come in. Do you have any specials going on for?
We do not right now.
Black Friday, anything?
No, sir. Sorry.
All right. Well, I'll stop in anyway. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I don't think she was buying it. I don't think she was buying it. I think we can do better. Let's try that again. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, video?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want video. I was looking for a sex shop. Is that what I have?
Yeah, that's what this is.
Oh, I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's what this is.
Yes, I'm looking for a male sex toy. What do you
have
those. That I... excuse
like
me?
All types.
Well, but do you have anything like a shot, like a real low-powered shop vac? Because that's what I used to have, is a like a shop vac type thing.
Maybe I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Well, it's a shop vac type thing. I used to use a shop vac, but it's too powerful. I got the 6.5 horsepower; it's too much, and I want to get something that's maybe a little more. You know, made for that instead of, you know, what I was doing. I was using a low powered shop vac with a wet sponge and a tube sock and then like a little duct tape on the end with a drop of eucalyptus, maybe. But I want to get something that's, you know, factory made if you have something of that nature.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure we have something like similar to what you're looking for.
Okay, for sure, because I don't want to drive down there and go through the whole thing if there's not something.
Right, but, like, are you looking for, like a stroker, like a pump, or, like a thruster, like, what specifically?
Well, like I said, I was using a shop vac with a tube sock. I would like something of that nature.
I'm not sure what kind of tool that is, though.
Like a super, something with a lot of suction.
Oh, suction. Kind of like this,
the shop vac, it's too powerful.
Yeah.
Make your damn eyes float back in your head. You see God, man.
Like,
it's too much for me.
Yeah. We have, like, vibrating strokers that have, like, suction.
No, I don't want anything vibrating. That freaks me out, too. I'm kind of skittish when it comes to anything that vibrates. I just want something with a lot of suction if you have it.
Well, we have, like, pumps. Pumps have lots of suction.
Well, I don't want too much. So I guess I'll have to figure it out. I'll come in and see what you got. As long as you do have some of those items. Otherwise, I'll have to go back to the hardware store and go to a shop back, but they're too damn powerful.
Right, right. No, I get what you're saying.
Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Well, if you get a small powered shop back, I got to tell you, there's nothing better.
But, I would recommend probably a pump if you're going for suction. But yeah, we got like a lot of pumps for selection.
I just hope they don't it's not too powerful, but I'll have to come in and check it out. Thank you. I'll be in.
Bye.
Ah, there you go, folks. You might as well just use the shop vac. That's what I'm learning. That's what it seems like. Just get out the shop vac. That's all you need. That's the show. God, that's enough show for today. That wasn't very good, but, this show was not great, but it was better than nothing.